is our 15th season as manager of Starbridge, which, in a kind of a higher and fire than sort of managerial world, you know, I've done pretty well. And along the way, I've been very, you know, had supportive chairman, supportive people around me, and some good staff, which, you know, has kept you kind of level-headed. But, yeah, it's an achievement I think, you know, everybody at the football club should be proud of.
Well, a pro career at Shrewsbury and Stoke and Albion and Peterborough, and now with Stourbridge over the last few years, you're the sort of West Midlands Cup kings, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. I think there's probably ourselves and maybe Chelsea who, I think in the last 10 years, have won the most FA Cup ties. Bear in mind, we do play a lot more games to get where to the third round as we did a couple of years ago, but we've been remarkably consistent, you know, to hit the first round and better as many times we have. And, you know, once you've been there once, you know, you have a taste of it, you want more. And I think that has kind of spurred us on. And obviously, you know, as you just mentioned, we've got a very, very tough tie coming up against Kidderminster.
It's tasty, isn't it?
It is. Local derby, 7 miles apart. We beat them in the FA Cup and also the FA Trophy 2 or 3 years ago. And I think that's when they were in the conference. They've dropped down a division. But I think the club, you know, is a lot healthier. And in some respects, I'm anticipating a much tougher game. You know, they're flying high in their league, and, you know, there's a good feel about Kidderminster Harriers Football Club.
Yeah, well, I mentioned you played them, 3 years ago, but, I mean, five times in the last 10 seasons, thereabouts, in the FA Cup first round or further, because it first happened 2009-2010. It's been an incredible run.
It has. I mean, you know, you've got to bear in mind, we've got to actually win four ties to actually make that first round. It's very difficult, you know, for a lot of clubs, you know, play at the same level. You know, they've never, ever reached the first round. So it's been fantastic. And as I said, once we'd done it once, and I think we drew Walsall in the first round of the FA Cup, which was a great tie. It, you know, it generated a lot of things. The support built, got stronger. The belief got stronger. And it's heralded a far more successful football club.
Yeah, I mean, the third round in 2017, Wickham, you played, you maybe deserved a bigger draw, but, I mean, to get to the third round is some achievement. But as a club, you're growing, and you've used that money, because now, in the FA Cup, I mean, the money's almost double, hasn't it, in terms of the prize money you get for getting through each round?
It has. I wish it had doubled with all those cup runs over those last 10 years, but it is what it is. I mean, fair play to the FA, they've really upped the money, and I think it's £15,000 to win the next round, which is a considerable amount of money to a non-league football club. So it's not just the kudos of being successful going to further rounds. Financially, for a football club, it can massively benefit for you. So, you know, I'm sure Kidderminster will be the same as us. As much as we want to plant ourselves the next round, you'll be looking at the financial aspect as well.
Yeah, 6th of October, a week on Saturday for the game with Kidderminster at home. Saturday you're at home as well against Needham Market. And the season so far, you've only lost one, haven't you?
Yeah, we've lost one out of 8 league games. Probably 2 or 3 draws in there, which in my opinion should have been converted to wins. And, you know, our last 2 games we've played in the league, I think they've both been 0-0 draws. And, you know, how we haven't come out of it with 6 points is particularly disappointing. And I think if we'd have added those points on, we'd have been really riding high. But we're still in a good position. As I said, we've just got to convert a few more draws into wins.
The ambition, the targets for the season, Gary, do you sit down at the start and say, right, that this is what we want to achieve? Is it promotion? Obviously, the FA Cup is important to all non-league clubs, but from a league point of view, promotion?
Yeah, I think that's what we have to aim for. You know, we've been there or thereabouts for a few years now. You know, 2 seasons ago, we reached the playoff final. You know, we've reached the playoffs on 3 or 4 occasions, and you've got to be a bit lucky, you know. And perhaps Lady Luck has not looked down on us in those finals, but you know, we're striving again to be right up there. We believe we've got a strong squad, and our fan base is good at the levels we compete at, and we'll give it everything trying to hit those playoffs. The FA Cup is something probably more for the fans, but you know, we just know what can happen. And being a manager down at Wickham, we're close on 3,000 fans there, and it certainly was a day to remember for anybody who was involved with Stourbridge.
And the other thing to say about the club, obviously, it's looking to develop youngsters as well, because you've got boys groups ranging from under 11s and girls as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I think there's something like 18 junior teams. Obviously, I think there's 2 ladies teams, and starting from a very young age group. You know, that's the growth of the football club. You know, and if you know, a few of those, you know, watch the game, bring the parents along. Again, hopefully you can have fans for life. And, you know, that's what we're trying to create at Stourbridge. It's not just about the first team. It's the whole football club, and you know, people have worked very hard behind the scenes to create that.